Coming to the rescue of bees, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Some facts.
A single honeybee weighs just a tenth of a gram, but a beehive is worth more than its weight in gold. Crops pollinated by bees are worth $215 billion worldwide, and those bees provide us with 75% of the fruits, veggies, and nuts that we eat. Their pollinating services are worth at least $24 billion to U.S. farmers, but that's probably an underestimate.
Now, a serious problem.
Certain types of bees that were once abundant but are now facing extinction became the first bees to be added to the federal list of endangered and threatened species. The listing decision classifies seven varieties of yellow-faced or masked bees as endangered due to factors such as habitat loss, wildfires, and invasive species.
And this is happening all over the world. So, what to do? Possible solution. The Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research is committing $10 million toward reversing the decline of the pollinator population in the United States. FFAR, as they are known, says the Pollinator Health Fund will support research and technology developments that affect pollinators in agricultural landscapes and real-world applications to beekeeping, land management, and farming practices. Up to $4 million in grants will be awarded for research proposals addressing the following issues: understanding multiple interacting stressors, developing best management practices and their increasing application, accelerating technology transfer, and enhancing outreach and education. David Sparks.